Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So the law, the covenant alignment produces elevation and influence. In Job 22:28, well rehearsed verse, you shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. This means those aligned with God can declare and establish outcomes in the earth. Covenant relationship releases declarative authority. Covenant relationship. Child of God, you got to know this. You got to know that your decrees, your declarations carry authority. Yes. So you stop talking foolishly. Yes. You stop negating your decree with some foolish stuff. Yes. You stop saying things that put limitations on you. It's not pride. It's not arrogance, you're aligning yourself with kingdom. Yes. Amen. A person in the kingdom speaks royally. Yes. They don't talk gutter. Yes. They speak like kings. Yes. The word of a king is law. Yes. When you start to understand this, I'm telling you, we're getting in a time of acceleration. It's going to start happening with you whether you're speaking good or evil. Because the evil is going to come up on you real quick and you're going to be wondering why. You just said it. Amen. Or when you're making declarations of faith, that's going to come up on you right away. I'm telling you, we're getting in that place just like where Jesus was. He spoke it and the fig tree in front of him dried up. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had to come out. Peace, be still. The storm didn't wait. It stopped right away. The church is coming into that because we are God's covenant authority in the earth. And God's taking it all back. It's a time of restoration. Do we understand? You are his instrument. In Psalm 8, verse 4 through 6, you made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. That means man was crowned with glory and authority over God's works. We are to function as God's earthly stewards, his rulers. Psalm 8, you made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You got that? What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels and have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Tell somebody, everything's under your feet. I see that caterpillar again. Come on, somebody's coming out of that cocoon. Because you've heard that, you believe that, you getting ready to know that. You coming out, tell somebody, I'm coming out. And I'm coming out gold. That caterpillar, very limited, the motion's very, very subtle, very, very slow. A prey to anything that can see it could just pick it off. But once he gets in that cocoon. Now, once he gets in that cocoon and that cocoon is running, he goes through the process, the metamorphosis, the transformation. When he comes out, see, this is why God has left you alone with some of your battles. There's been nobody to enable you. He took all the props from under you. You had to fight it by yourself. Why? Because that caterpillar, when it become a butterfly, it can't have no help coming out of that cocoon. If it does, it'll be too weak to fly. You help it out, it'll fall to the ground and die. But oh, when it's in the struggle, when it's trying to get out of the past, when it's trying to get out of a situation, when it's trying to get out of what's holding it down, that thing strengthens the wings. Now when it finally gets out, it can fly away. You know, you can't trace the path of a butterfly. I did some research on that. So there's nothing more free than a butterfly. Watch something sometime. It'll be over there 1 minute. It'll fly on your head. It'll fly over there. It'll be over there. It'll be down there. It'll be up there. You can trace the migration of birds and stuff, but the butterfly is free. Tell somebody change is imminent. I see it in the air. I feel it in the air. Something going on in your life. You weren't buried, you were planted. It's been dark for a little while, but oh, weeping only endure for the night. Joy done come in the morning. I said, joy is coming in the morning. Joy unspeakable. Joy full of glory. Hallelujah. God's about to show up and show out. Are y'all ready for that? I'm telling you, it's your turn. You've been in the line a long time, but now you're at the front of the line. And it's your turn. It's your time. Eternity is intersecting your timeline. What has to happen is about to happen. It's imminent. Nothing can stop it. Tell somebody, you better act like you know it. Let's walk around here all said, you don't know like I know. Hey, I said, you don't know like I know. It's picking up speed. Oh, yes, it is. The enemy knows time is short for him. He knows. So Psalm 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. The heaven and the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. God has retained heavenly rule. But he's delegated earthly jurisdiction to mankind. Earth, listen to me, earthly authority is delegated authority. It's authority delegated to us by God. He has authorized us. Tell somebody, you got to know this. I don't get this authority from a promotion on the job. Thank God for good jobs. Thank God for promotion. Don't, hey. Get that promotion. Let the tithe increase. Give more. Do more. Be more. But understand your authority doesn't come from that. Amen. Enjoy all of that. But understand our authority is delegated to us by God. Whether folk like you or not, whether they celebrate you or not, that don't matter at all. Come on, you got to know where your affirmation comes from. You got to be spiritual enough to get your affirmation from within. You got to hear a Holy Spirit say, attaboy. When everybody else is mad at you, when everybody else is looking down on you, when everybody is confused about you, you got to hear Holy Spirit say, attaboy. You said just what I wanted you to say. Now leave it alone. Let me take care of the rest of it. They're ready to stone you with stones, and God is putting a crown on your head. Ah. He's delegated earthly authority to us, the covenant people. All right, let's dig a little deeper. Adam was given original government rule, right? He was a priest. He represented creation before God. He was a king. He exercised dominion in the earth. He was a prophet. He walked in direct revelation with God. He named all the animals. Naming all the animals in that in scripture meant governmental authority. Authority originates with God. Authority is delegated. And dominion is relational. There's God, humanity, and creation. Okay? This is why Jesus said the whole world lies in darkness, ignorance of this order. Now, what happened, we all understand, Adam was given original government role, but he failed. Is that right? He fell from that. He abdicated his throne. Authority. Listen to me closely. I want you to follow closely so you get you follow this and you can lay this foundation. The fall, what happened, authority at the fall became distorted. I mean, the world is full of distorted authority. Authority became corrupted. What happened? Listen, this is what people miss it. Dominion now took on domination. See, it's one thing for folk to have dominion. It's another thing for folk to be trying to dominate you. That's what governments do. That's what people do in high places. They dominate. They redline. Genderfication. They draw up these laws and stuff to dominate, to suppress, oppress a people, a nation. Dominion became domination because authority was corrupted. This is what we see in the world today. Any democracy, republic, is corrupt.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.